you from members of Bible Fellowship Church. Yesterday, Pastor Todd mentioned in his sermon that coming to church and listening to what is preached is not enough for a fruitful walk with Jesus. These were not his exact words, but the point is that he was encouraging all of us to study out the scriptures on our own, that hearing is not enough. This part of the sermon brought to my mind something I read recently that I wanted to share with you. Now, I'm not sure exactly where these stats came from, but I do trust the writer. It's been estimated that we remember 5% of what we hear, 15% of what we read, 35% of what we study, and 100% of what we memorize. So in order to balance all of that out, so we take in a large portion of Scripture, it's hard work. It's not just listening to our pastors on Sunday morning, even though that's a very important thing to do in the process of becoming more like Christ. Also, reading and studying and memorizing are important for our relationship with Jesus in order for us to grow. When we practice these four things, the Bible comes alive to us. It touches our lives in a more personal and specific way, therefore growing us to be more like Him. Let's break these four actions down individually and talk about their importance for our lives and read the scripture that backs up that importance. Number one was hearing. We all know that, and if we don't, we should think about how much time, hours and hours that it takes for a pastor or a Sunday school teacher to prepare a message to deliver on Sunday mornings. What we hear provides us with insight from Bible study done by others. We gain from what they've studied, but that's still not enough. It sometimes makes us yearn, or it stimulates us to want to know more about Scripture. That's one of the most important things that comes from the sermons on Sunday morning. They're life-changing. They want us to want more, or they help us to want more. They give us that desire in our heart to go home and open the Word of God and take it in for ourselves. Let God speak directly to our hearts. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. I found that taking notes while I'm listening to a sermon helps me to retain more of the message. And you probably have different ways that help you do that also. And then the second action is reading. Reading scripture should be the foundation of our quiet time. Reading the Bible gives us an overall view of scripture. In Revelation 1:3, it says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart, what is written in it, because the time is near. I'm not sure about you, but I would love to remember more than 15% of what I read. The third action is studying. Studying is more in-depth than reading. I know I can read something, then 5 minutes later, I've forgotten what I read. But if I read something over a few times and break it down and pull out the true meaning, I tend to remember it better. This practice is essential when studying the Bible. We must examine the scriptures every day. In Acts 17:11, it says, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. So it's important that we don't believe everything we hear. We should study scripture to find its real meaning with eagerness every day. The fourth action is memorizing. Now, I'm not sure if I agree with the statistic that 100% of what we memorize we remember. But I do know this, that God's Word prepares us to overcome temptation, and it provides verses for helping and encouraging others. Psalm 119, 9 through 11 says, how can a man or how can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I've witnessed a couple of dear friends over the years that had Alzheimer's or dementia. They were precious servants of God, and when the day came that they no longer recognized their home or family, they could still recite scripture. It's amazing. It's a miracle. They could still sing every word of hymns of praise, and they would pray the most beautiful prayers. That is a true testimony of hiding God's word in your heart. Let's talk about one more action we can take to hide God's word in our heart. The action of meditation. Now, I know that sometimes meditation sounds like a far out thing that maybe sort of goes against our grain a little bit. But honestly, meditation enhances all of the other methods of taking in the Bible. We will find transforming power in our lives when we meditate on God's Word. Meditation simply means that as we read and study and memorize, we are searching out the meaning of the Scripture and how to apply it to our lives. Psalm 1, 2 through 3 says, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us all have the desire in our hearts to be like a tree planted by the water that soaks in all of your goodness and mercy to us. Help us to stand strong and produce fruit, and let our leaves never wither. Help us, Jesus, to soak in your word so that we might serve you well. We need you and love you. It's in your name that we pray today. Amen. Have a great week.